And we're talking about being dependent on the Holy Spirit in prayer. That when I think about dependence, many of you know that my mind travels back for examples to songs of the 70s. And one of the songs of the 70s was a song by the name of Patches. And that song Patches talks about a man who was raising a family and he was about to die. And he had a son whose name was Patches. And he was putting things on Patches to keep the family going, to keep the family provided for. And the father called the son to his dying bed. And as he cried, he told his son, Patches, I'm dependent on you to pull this family through. My son is all left up.
Welcome to Incurred in Jesus, the teaching ministry of Dr. William R. Glaze, founder of the Pittsburgh Institute of Biblical Studies, author, and senior pastor of Bethany Baptist Church. This is Sonia Hall, thanking you for joining us today for the conclusion of Dependence in Prayer. So let's join Dr. Glaze for the conclusion of Dependence in Prayer.
And I know that it will blow us away. But this word, the Holy Spirit helps us. It means that the Holy Spirit comes with us. The Holy Spirit stands face to face with us. And the Holy Spirit empowers us. I was trying to think of a way to illustrate it. And I thought of this to illustrate this word when it says the Holy Spirit helps us. Just imagine that you're carrying a couch with somebody. You're on one end carrying the couch and somebody else is on the other end. Now, I'm going to say the Holy Spirit is on the other end. All right. And so you and the Holy Spirit are carrying this couch, right? Face to face. The Holy Spirit is looking at you and you looking at the Holy Spirit. And here you are carrying this couch. And you carry the couch, and all of a sudden, something happens. You get a cramp in your You get a cramp in your leg. You pull a muscle, and whoa! All of a sudden, on your end, the couch drops, and the Holy Spirit gets in the middle and says, "I got it." And he lifts it up, and he carries the couch that, in the times when you can't pray, that when suffering, when the suffering in your life is so intense, when it seems like there's no relief, when it seems like there's no end to the trouble, the trials, and the tribulation, and you just, all you can do, you drop your end. You can't carry it anymore. The Holy Spirit says, I got this. I got it. And that's why we need to depend on the Holy Spirit in prayer, because he helps us in the midst of our suffering. I wrote this prayer that I want to encourage everybody. If you need a copy of this PowerPoint, you know, somebody told me that sometimes the slides don't stay up long enough for them to copy, and you know, the people, they got to keep moving. Now, let me say a word for the AV people, right? All right, they sometimes they got to keep it moving. So, if you need the PowerPoint, let me know or let them know. We'll make sure that you get it. But I put together this prayer, and the Lord convicted me when I was working on this prayer, because I said, Lord, oftentimes when I pray, I just rush right into the prayer. I just say, Lord, do this, do that. Lord, heal this person, that person. Lord, provide for this person, that person. Lord, God, you know. And I'm not saying that I'm not praying in the spirit, but I'm just saying, I need somebody to hear me on this one right here. That in times like that, is there a conscious awareness that you are bringing the Holy Spirit into your prayer time? You know what I'm saying? Is there a conscious awareness? Are you aware of, I'm inviting the Holy Spirit into this prayer time to lead me and guide me? So I put together this prayer, and I'm going to read it several times throughout the message. So you might memorize it by the time, you won't need to write it down. You might memorize by the time I get done. Come, precious Holy Spirit. Right? You're getting ready to pray. You know, I know I like to sit beside my bed and pray. Come, precious Holy Spirit. You are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. I invite you into my prayer time as I call upon the Father. Please lead, guide, and empower me in prayer. That's what it means. To invite the Holy Spirit into your prayer time. After all, he's the one that helps you. Right? Suppose you were getting ready to move and you invited some people over to your house to help you move. And the people come over your house to help you move. And you close the door and lock the door and say, no, I'm not letting y'all in. But we come to help you move. Well, no, I'm just not going to let you in. What do you got to do? You got to open the door and invite them in to help you. And so it's the same thing with prayer. That when you pray, you got to invite the Holy Spirit in to help you to pray. The Holy Spirit takes the prayer from our heart to God's heart. Notice what it says here. Likewise, the Spirit also helps our infirmities. For we know not what we should pray as we ought, but the Spirit himself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Now, I know there's a lot of debate as to what groaning that cannot be uttered, what that actually means. And, you know, I'm not going to get into the debate this morning. Some people say it means this. Some people say it means that. All I know, and I know what my position is. I know what I think. But let's just take the text at face value. And it says, the NIV said wordless groans. The NASB says groanings too deep for words. And sometimes when you pray, the hurt is so deep. The hurt is so bad that all you can do is just sit there. All you can do is just sit there. And what does the Holy Spirit do? The Holy Spirit takes the heartache. He takes what's in your heart. He fixes it up. He cleans it up. And he takes it to the heart of God. Even though these groanings are audible or inaudible, they carry a profound meaning, and they go from your heart to God's heart. You can't do that in the flesh. You can't go heart to heart in the flesh. It's only through the Holy Spirit that he takes what we're feeling. Sometimes you get to the point where you don't even want to pray. And the Holy Spirit again says, I got you. You know, you want to shake your fist. God, how come you're not doing this? Or God, how come you're not doing that? And the Holy Spirit, I believe, first the Holy Spirit says, Lord, forgive them because they don't mean what they don't. They don't mean that, Lord. You know, I understand their How powerful was that for the Holy Spirit to say, I understand your heart. I understand your heart. And I know a lot of this is coming out of anguish. I know a lot of it's coming out of grief. I know that a lot of it's coming out of pain. But my brother, my sister, I understand your heart. And I'm going to take what's in your heart, and I'm going to take it to the throne of God. And he'll understand. What does the song say? He'll hear our faintest cry, and he'll answer by and by. When we feel a little well turning and we know the fire is burning, just that little talk with Jesus makes it right. It's the Holy Spirit that communicates that. Just think. The Holy Spirit is God, and the Holy Spirit is God living in you. And when God living in you takes what's in your heart to the God living on the throne, there's communication there. A prayer, inviting the Holy Spirit to come alongside us in prayer. Come, precious Holy Spirit. You are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. I invite you into my prayer time as I call upon the Father. Please lead, guide, and empower me. Notice what I put in here. Not to empower me to live right, not to empower me to do this or do that, but just for right now, Holy Spirit, I need for you to empower me in prayer. I need for you to empower me in prayer. The Holy Spirit helps us to pray what is necessary. Paul said that we don't know what to pray for as we ought, and the Holy Spirit intervenes and communicates our prayers to the Father in the way that they should be presented. Have you ever gone through something and you didn't know whether to ask the Lord to remove what you were going through or give you strength to endure it? You wanted guidance through that situation. I know sometimes when I was dealing with a health issue, it got so bad one time, I'm going to be honest with you. I was asking the Lord, Lord, is it time for me to go home? Are you getting ready to take me home? I don't know how to pray. Our thoughts go back and forth. It's then that the Holy Spirit steps in. When you don't know what to pray for, what as you ought, the Holy Spirit steps in. And he hits the nail on the head. There was a guy who was having computer problems, and he called the tech in to work on his computer. And the guy came in, spent about 2 minutes looking at the computer. He took a little hammer and he tapped the computer on the side, and the computer started working. And he said, that's $100. And the guy said, $100? He said, all you did was tap the side. And the man said, well, I just charged you $1 to tap the side and $99 to know where to tap it. The Holy Spirit, he knows where to hit it. The Holy Spirit knows where to hit it. Father, I don't know whether to pray for me to be healed or strength to go to the suffering. Where's the Holy Spirit's little hammer? He hits it right on the nail. Lord, I don't know whether to pray to stay in this life or go home to be with you. Lord, I don't know whether to travel to the left or to the right. The Holy Spirit. Now, let me show you a living example from the Bible, from one of the greatest men, if not the greatest man other than Jesus Christ, one of the greatest men in the Bible, and that was the Apostle Paul. And Paul said this, unless I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of revelations, there was given me a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure. And I got down on my knees, and I prayed not once, not twice, but three times, that it might leave me. What? This guy wrote most of the New Testament. This guy started, I don't know how many churches back in this day. This guy went on at least 3 missionary trips. And he prayed for God to remove it. And God said, my grace is sufficient for you. For my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most glad for, therefore, I will gladly glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecutions, in distresses for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then I am strong. Let me ask you this question. When Paul prayed for the Lord to remove the thorn in the flesh, and he prayed 3 times for the Lord to remove it, and the Lord told him, I'm not going to remove it, I'm going to leave it there. Who told Paul that? Oh, say it again. The Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit told Paul. My goodness. That's why we need to depend on the Holy Spirit in prayer. Come, precious Holy Spirit. You are welcome here. Come flood this place. Come flood my room. Come flood my kitchen. Come flood my living room. Come flood my car. Come flood my office. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Lord, I'm getting ready to go into prayer. Lord, I don't want to pray in the flesh. I don't want to pray according to my will. Lord, I want to pray as the Bible told me twice, to pray in the Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Fill this place and fill the atmosphere. I invite you into my prayer time. As I call upon the Father, please lead, guide, and empower me in prayer. And then my last point today is that the Holy Spirit helps you to pray according to the will of God. James said that you pray and your prayers are not answered because you answer amiss. You're not praying according to the will of God. The Holy Spirit helps you to pray according to the will of God. Let me close with this verse, Romans 8:27. And he that searches the hearts knoweth what is in the mind of the Spirit, because he makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. It's the Holy Spirit that helps us to pray in the will of God. That's why we need to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit when we pray, because there may be some things that God is trying to redirect us on, and there may be some things that God is trying to change up, but we are so bent on what we want that, and maybe that's why we don't ask the Holy Spirit to help us. Because we know that we don't want what God wants. We want what we want. He says that he makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. Let me read what I have up on the screen. He understands which the Holy Spirit understands which thoughts line up with God's will and which thoughts do not. Because the Father and the Holy Spirit are so intimately connected, right? They're road dogs. They're traveling buddies. They be high-fiving each other all day long. Right, I'm just, again, speaking figuratively. not literally. All right. Because the Father and the Holy Spirit are so intimately connected, the Father knows the mind of the Holy Spirit, and a communication takes place between the two of them, which is beyond human comprehension. You can't even begin to imagine the communication that takes place between the Holy Spirit and God the Father. About you. I was on this program on Christian television station this past week, and somebody called in and asked, does Satan hear us when we pray? You know, if we pray out loud, does the devil hear us? And yeah, my answer was this. I said, well, first of all, the devil can only be in one place at a time. So he's limited. So the chances are that if you pray out loud, the devil is not hearing you anyways. He probably got more important people to listen to. Right? Now, there are demons that you know, work for him that probably hear us. But the devil don't hear us when we pray. Why? Because the devil was not omnipresent. The devil was not omniscient. The devil is not God. And he can only be in one place at a time. And when I think of that, I sit back and I say, it blows my mind how that the Holy Spirit, if we got 100 people in this congregation right now, we got another, there's more than that, but say we got 100 people, and we are praying in the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit is taking each one of our prayers and taking it to the Father. Wait, the devil can only be in one place at a time. The devil can't hear all everybody's prayer. But I serve a God who can hear everybody's prayer, and that the Holy Spirit is taking the prayer from my heart to God's heart, and that God is just concerned about the prayers coming up out of my life as he is about the rest of us. And that I have that relationship where God and the Holy Spirit are this tight. They've been together from everlasting to everlasting. When did things begin? Now, that's another thing. I don't even want to get into that because it's going to blow, I don't know if it's going to blow your mind, but it's going to blow my mind to think about how long has God been here? Right? I'm getting a headache just thinking about it. How long has God, he's been here forever. Well, you know what? He's been here forever. And guess who was with him? The Holy Spirit. God and the Holy Spirit been hanging out for a long time. And now this Holy Spirit that indwells me, and that when I got stuff going on, that the Holy Spirit says, that's all right, Bill. I got you. And he can take it to the Father. That's why we need the Holy Spirit in prayer. Come, precious Holy Spirit. You are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. I invite you into my prayer time as I call upon the Father. Please lead, guide, and empower me in prayer.
Thank you for joining us today on And Kurt and Jesus. Tune in next time for the first half of Agonizing in Prayer. If you would like to request an audio copy of today's message, Dependence in Prayer, you can contact us at AnchoredInJesus.org and request Dependence in Prayer. That's AnchoredInJesus.org and request Dependence in Prayer from our Lenten series, or call us at 877-831-5060. Keep in mind, the entire series series on Lent is made available by request. When you visit our website, anchoredinjesus.org, you can view many of the other teachings by Dr. Galais. Dr. Galais is the author of 10 books. For more information about these resources and how to order, visit anchoredinjesus.org or call 877-831-5060. We also invite you to like us on Facebook at Anchored in Jesus Ministries. If you would like to make a financial contribution, please visit our website, anchoredinjesus.org, or send it to Anchored in Jesus at PO Box 24034, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania 15206. Once again, that website is anchoredinjesus.org, or you can send your financial contribution to Anchored in Jesus at PO Box 24034, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania 15206. It's through your prayers and gifts that we remain on the air. Our title, Anchored in Jesus, comes from Hebrews chapter 6, verse 19, which lets us know that Jesus is our high priest and an anchor for the soul. Now for Dr. Glaze and our volunteer staff, I'm Sonia Hall reminding you, you don't have to be tossed in the storms of life. Your soul can be anchored in the Lord.